So we change now to Spike.
Hi, I'm Spike.
Hi, Spike.
We haven't met before, so let me tell you. I've red hair and a bit of a temper, and I don't suffer fools gladly.
Uh-huh.
So tell me, what have you been doing recently?
I've just had happy Christmas holidays and nice New Year with some friends. It was enjoyable.
Everyone pretends to enjoy Christmas. Everyone detests it.
There are. It has its ups and its downs.
Yeah. You're either a winner or a loser, and people who try to make fun of Christmas are usually losers.
Some bits are good, some bits are bad. Mostly it's good. Mostly I enjoy it.
Tell me about the bits that are bad then. Tell me about the bits that got under your skin and made you cross and fed up.
The stress beforehand of trying to get everything organised in time, that's probably the downside to Christmas. There's a unmovable deadline that makes things difficult and stressful beforehand.
Don't wait, stupid.
It's if you want to have the good parts, you have to sort of accept the stress.
No, you don't. Just stuff them all.
It's probably not the attitude that will endear you to the friends and a happy experience if you adopt that approach.
You're a doormat. Never mind the bloody friends, you do what suits you.
Yes, on occasions, but hopefully there's an alignment between my desires and goals and my friends and my families.
You make them align. That's the only way that counts.
Hopefully through it's a mutual alignment, shall I say.
That is a loser's recipe. Mutual alignment. 20 of them, one of you, who do you think aligns with who?
we work together. It works well.
Kidding yourself.
I don't think so.
You don't. You know perfectly well that you're a doormat.
No, I don't feel that way.
I can see it starting to show in your eyes. You do, you know you're a doormat.
No, I think we'll have to beg to differ there, or agree to differ.
Beg away. That's what doormats do.
Okay, shall we try Poppy?